We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the task of lush. Lush is kneading. We knead the dough that's lush. Bachanat apat achar tchina varkadat kemach. When we prepare bread after grinding the flour and sifting it, huiruva kemach imaim. The next step is we mix the flour with water. Lasot nimenu isa. We're making dough out of it. V'chen b'mishkan hayu lashim samanin lasot mehem tzeva. So where did they have lush in the preparation of the Mishkan? They would mix the dyes. They would mix the ground spices or the ground herbs with water in order to create a color, a dye. So if one were to mix not only flour and water, but also dyes with water, so one would be in transgression of lush. Now it doesn't matter if we're mixing flour with water or flour with apple juice, flour with orange juice, flour with milk. And nor does it matter if we mix other foods with liquids. We'll see in a minute. Obviously, I'm allowed to have a bowl of cereal. That's not lush. So we'll have to define that in a minute. When you mix a food item with a liquid, even if it's a different liquid than water or a different food item than flour, there's the prohibition of lush. It doesn't have to become a hard, a united form like a piece of dough in order for it to be lush. The issue is when you mix two items, a food item, a solid and a liquid, and they unite. Even if they don't form such a solid mixture like a piece of dough, that's still lush. Some of it is lush d'oraisa, biblically, and some is rabbinically. Toldat lush, l'arev d'rim she'enam ro'in l'achilayim mashke. An adjunct, a tolada, an offshoot of lush, is if we mix things that are not suitable for human consumption with liquid. Ukegon l'arev afarimayim nasot menutit. For example, if you were to mix dirt and water, if you're preparing, what's tit in English? Tar. Tit is mortar. If you're going to prepare mortar, so you're mixing things that are not edible. That's also going to be a transgression of lush. Nimtza shegeder lishahu. So if we're going to define lush, it is as follows: ledabek chalakim nifradim yachad aydei mashke. When you mix and you unite particles or separate pieces through a liquid, ad shenasa kmo guf echad, till it becomes a form like one body. V'yesh, okay, so let's see. If I take powdered coffee or I take powdered chocolate milk and I put hot water or milk into that, that's not a problem of lush. I still have a fluid. If I take something and I dilute it, that's not lush. If I take baby formula and I add hot water to that, that is not lush. In all these instances, I've melted the powdered substance into the water. I haven't created one body. On the other hand, we're going to see in a minute many examples of what are lush. They want to say that in making tchina, if you take solid ground sesame seeds and you add water, so then initially it becomes chunkier. That's why it would be lush, because technically when we dilute an item by adding water, that is not lush. If all we were doing when we add water to ground sesame seeds, to that tchina, what they call tchina golmit, the ground sesame seeds, if all we were doing was diluting it, that would be permissible. So let's say you have tchina that was pre-made, and then you decide you want it more diluted, you would be permitted to add water to that tchina. The problem is that when we start making tchina, the first thing that happens is you get chunks that form together. And that's why some would say that that's prohibition of lush. Some add that once you add the liquid, one has already transgressed. Even if you haven't yet mixed it. Vayen lekaman, we'll see later on how we deal with that practically. Okay, so we know two examples now. I'm not allowed to add water to ground sesame seeds or to dirt. But now we're going to have to discuss four types of mixtures. The first one is blilava. If I make a thick dough, okay, that's what's called in halacha blilava. Now this has relevance, this concept. We should just be familiar with it because it's relevant to the laws of challah. It's relevant to the laws of blessings. So when I make a thick batter, like dough for bread, that's called blila ava, a thick batter. So, u'kshmo kenhu shu av k'tzat, it's like its name, it's a little thick. Achiv shala rotom ikli likli. So the definition is I cannot pour it from one vessel to another, right? When I make dough, that is not, I can't pour it. V'zeu derech lisha min atras. So that is the biblical form of lush. That's the biblical form of kneading. We mentioned already, some obligate from the minute you place the water in the flour in this type of a mixture. Even if you didn't mix it yet. The Talmud seems to say that way. But even they admit that the actual act of kneading is also a biblical prohibition. For example, let's say you put flour into the water on Friday, and now you're going to come on Shabbos and mix it. So that's also lush. That's still the biblical prohibition of lush. So our first example is blilava, a thick mixture. The next is blila raka, a fluid mixture. That's when you mix a food with a liquid. Where the mixture won't be so thick. So you don't really need to mix it. You don't need to knead it. Where do we have that? We have that when we make cakes, when you make pancakes, right? So then you mix the fluids with the flour, you mix eggs, you mix water, you mix milk, and you end up with a fluid batter. So then all that you're doing is really mixing the liquid with the solid. Because you're putting in so much liquid, so in a second you could stir up the batter. You don't really need to knead it the way you would a thick batter. So what we call blila raka is when I could pour the batter from one vessel to another vessel. So that's called blila raka. Ein chayevin aleha min haTorah. So that is not biblically prohibited. Even though it's prohibited, it's not biblically prohibited, it's rabbinically prohibited, because that is not like the lisha written in the Torah. Ve'af shemitzad echad asiyat blila raka kala ma'asiyat blila ava, sheblila raka irak midrabanan. And even though technically, it would seem that this type of batter is less stringent because it's prohibited rabbinically. Nonetheless, it has a more stringent aspect because here everyone agrees that once you pour the fluid into the solid, it's prohibited. Earlier we said when it's a thick batter, there's a machlokas, but here everyone agrees that by just adding the water to the mixture, that's already a transgression of the prohibition. A third example would be dvarim nozlim. It's situations where you add so much liquid that it's liquid in the end. So there we said there's no prohibition. That's the example of making a tea, making a baby's formula, the baby's formula that they drink. They have baby's formula for cereal, for farina. There, that's a different story because there you end up with chunks. We're permitted to add cocoa powder to a liquid. We're permitted to add these powdered substances to a liquid because they end up being liquid. It's not a liquid batter, it remains liquid. And finally, the fourth example would be when I have large pieces, where you could still see the large pieces in the mixture, and even if the liquid causes them to cling together, you still see each one individually. So that's why we're allowed to mix in oil or vinegar when we have cut up vegetables. It can cause it to cluster, but that's still permitted. You're mixing, if you cut up vegetables and you put in oil or vinegar, sometimes you end up having clusters of vegetables. They stick together, right? But that's not lisha. We make potato salad. When you add the mayonnaise, the potatoes cling to one another. But you can tell each potato. They didn't form one mixture. It's a few potatoes clinging together. That's not lisha because the pieces are a little bit big. we're going to have to discuss the borderline cases where you have ground up eggs and you want to mix them with mayonnaise, and then you end up with one solid chunk of egg salad, where you have tuna fish ground up and you're going to mix it with mayonnaise, and again you're going to get a chunk of tuna fish. So that we'll pick up with Be'ezrat Hashem next week. What did we say today? We discussed the biblical prohibition of lush, when I take solid and liquid and mix it and form a thick batter, lamed shin. That's kneading. We said the prohibition, according to some, is from the moment you added the water to the solid. Others say you have to actually knead it. Everyone agrees that kneading is biblically prohibited. We said if it's a soft batter that can be poured from one vessel to another, then it's rabbinically prohibited and not biblically, but it is prohibited from the second you add the liquid to the solid. We said when you have a liquid that remains a liquid, such as powdered milk, powdered tea, powdered cocoa, adding a liquid to that is permissible. And when you have large chunks that remain discernible even after the mixture, such as cereal and milk, or salad with vinegar and oil, or potato salad with mayonnaise, in those instances, we don't consider it as one chunk. It's just a bunch of pieces that are glued together by this liquid, and that, again, would be permissible.